Welcome back once again to the ICA podcast. I'm Steve Prines, and I'm the course author and instructor for our home inspection training program. Questions continue to come in. Today I'm going to take a question from Tom in Orlando, Florida. And Tom says, Steve, I've been listening to your podcasts, and I'm really thinking about signing up for the ICA program, but I have just one question that you've never answered. There are already a lot of home inspectors in my area, and I mean a lot. How can I ever hope to succeed with so many other inspectors in Orlando? I mean, there are only so many houses bought and sold each year, right? Are there enough inspections to go around? Well, Tom, I think what you're not taking into account is the fact that there could be X amount of inspectors, but it doesn't mean that they're all doing a lot of business. And obviously, I'm in the business of selling home inspection training programs to people, and I suppose I could, you know, give you a lot of fluff and say, hey, take our program, and I guarantee you're going to do 500 inspections a year and make yourself $230,000 every year. But that's not the truth, and you wouldn't believe that even if I said that. The fact of the matter is that there are a lot of current home inspectors that really don't do a lot of business. Some of them are very bad at marketing. Some of them are just lousy home inspectors, flat out. Some of them are part-timers intentionally. They have other jobs. They like doing a few inspections on the side, so they go through the training. The reason I'm telling you this is just so that you understand that while you may look through a phone book, do they even publish phone books anymore? I'm not sure. But you could look through a phone book, or you could fish around on the internet, and, you know, I'm sure you've seen, wow, look at all the inspectors in the Orlando area. And certainly, because Florida's licensed, it's quite easy to find a list of licensed inspectors on a state of Florida website. Maybe you've already done that, and you've seen that there are thousands and thousands of home inspectors in Florida, and it doesn't really matter. I'll tell you what, Tom, when I decided to go into the home inspection business in 1992, there probably weren't as many home inspectors in Illinois as there are today, but there are quite a few of them. And I knew that because I went to real estate offices and I saw all of their brochures sitting there. And brochures for home inspectors used to be a lot bigger than they are now. These days, a lot of real estate offices don't even allow you to leave any brochures. But back in the early 90s, it was very common to go into a real estate office and either near the front door or maybe it was back in a mailroom or wherever they kept them, you would see rack after rack of home inspection brochures. Sometimes 30 or 40 home inspection companies represented it. I'm serious about that. I remember a couple of offices that I ended up doing very well in, but I was very intimidated at first because I went into those offices and they had a table sitting there in their lobby area, and I counted how many companies were represented, and both of these offices, they had over 40 sets of brochures. I mean, 40 separate companies. And so I thought the same way you did, Tom. I thought, my gosh, I got to be crazy to go into this business. There are home inspectors everywhere. Well, I learned very quickly that if I had to be in this business, I should just be in this business. And instead of worrying about how many home inspectors were already out there, to simply worry about myself and determine what could I do to differentiate myself from other home inspectors. And as I just said a couple of minutes ago, not all home inspectors are full-time. Some of them are pretty bad home inspectors. Some of them actually are good inspectors, but don't have much personality, so it's hard to generate real estate referrals. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons why home inspectors are not successful. And whether I would want to admit that or not, absolutely, we have had some people that might go through our program and never do a single inspection. People have their reasons for going to the home inspection business, and sometimes they're not the right reason. But I'll tell you flat out, Tom, if you really feel like you'd like to give this business a try, by going through our program, you can do so for a very reasonable cost. And so as you know, Tom, you've been listening to our podcast. I never do any really hard selling in these podcasts. But I do want to make mention right now of the fact that our program is very competitive in pricing. And I'm sure you've been looking at other programs. You can see that you can get into this business by going through our program for a very affordable price, which means there is not a ton of risk for you. Now, you can compare our program, which I guarantee you is completely state-of-the-art, completely updated. This is a top-notch home inspection training program, and I don't care if you compare it to online or classroom training programs, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a better program than this one. And a lot of these programs go for twice what we charge, three times what we charge, even six times the amount of money that we're charging for this program. And I'm only pointing that again. I don't need to hard sell this program. We believe in our program very strongly. We've had hundreds and hundreds of people go through this program, and we've only really been around in this current format for a few years, although I've been teaching home inspectors, pre-licensed training, and other programs, but I've only been involved with this program for a few years, and we've had so many successful graduates. It's very rewarding to see that, and I think a big reason for our success is the fact that we are affordable. There is not much risk for you. So why am I pointing that out? Again, I'm not giving you a hard sell, but you have asked the question, how can I ever hope to succeed with so many other home inspectors in Orlando? I'm only trying to point out, Tom, if you really want to try it, I think you should. There is not a lot of financial risk for you in going through our program. Then you get out there, you find a way to differentiate yourself, which I started to mention before. And how do you differentiate yourself from other inspectors? Well, you find out what other inspectors are doing in your area. Go to a local home inspection association meeting. I know that in Florida, the Florida Association of Building Inspectors is a very large association. ASHI, which is another association, the American Society of Home Inspectors, that's a nationally based organization, but Florida ASHI, sometimes known as FLASHI, believe it or not, FLASHI, FLASHI also has a pretty big presence in Florida. I don't know for sure where either of those groups meet, but I'm quite sure that they have something in or near Orlando, as Orlando is one of the major cities in Florida, and it's in a central location. So I would definitely encourage you to go to one of these association meetings, talk to other inspectors, get a feel for them, ask some questions. They might answer them, they might not. But it can never hurt to ask questions and ask them about what their philosophy is, how do they do a home inspection, what do they think about working with real estate agents, and so forth. Fish around on the internet. You can find a lot of home inspectors' websites, and they don't all have to be in Florida. Home inspectors are essentially home inspectors wherever you find them throughout the United States. So look for home inspectors' websites. See what they say on their websites. Look at their philosophies. Look how they've put their website together. Look at the kinds of defect photos they put on their websites, if they even show you any defect photos. If they have a sample of their report, and a lot of inspectors do have samples of their reports online, take a look at them. I'm not suggesting that you steal ideas from them. I'm simply suggesting that you take a look. You know what? They're allowing you to take a look. That's why they put their stuff on the internet. By doing this research, you can get a better feel for what other home inspectors are doing. And then you can start to learn ways that you can differentiate yourself. And this is what I did when I decided to go in the home inspection business back in 1992, when I went to real estate offices with 40 sets of brochures on the table. And at first I got intimidated, but I quickly realized if I differentiate myself, it really won't matter how many other home inspectors are in my area. And that's what I did. And the ways I differentiated myself back in 1992, those same types of techniques apply today. And here's what I did. I made sure I acted like a true professional. And what do I mean by that? It means that I was careful with the way I spoke. I didn't use crude language. I didn't use a lot of slang language. I didn't joke around when I was going on marketing until I could see that an agent was starting to get a little more comfortable with me. And then depending on how I felt about that agent, I might joke around with a little bit and see if I could loosen them up even more. But I didn't go in as a big jokester. You know, if your personality is to kid around a lot, that might work with your friends and family. But remember, these are people that don't know you and they consider themselves to be professionals. Remember, real estate agents are professional salespeople and they have spent a lot of time learning how to size people up quickly. So that's what I mean by being professional when you approach real estate agents to market to them. So you conduct yourself in a professional manner. You dress well. You don't have to wear a suit and a tie. but you shouldn't wear torn jeans. In fact, I don't believe really in wearing jeans at all as a home inspector. I know a lot of us do. A lot of successful home inspectors, in fact, wear jeans, but my personal preference is to not do that. I wear instead some type of khaki-colored pants or brown pants or black pants that look more like slacks. And you don't have to wear expensive wool slacks. They could be work-type pants that are durable, but they look better. And you don't have to spend money on having company shirts embroidered yet. You can just simply buy a decent polo-type shirt or even a collared shirt with a button collar with full sleeves if you're more comfortable in that. But you don't have to wear a tie. You're simply trying to look a little bit more professional. So maybe your dress style should be what's known as business casual. But again, you can wear cheaper garments than you might wear if you're working in a downtown office somewhere for an ad agency. You could kind of look like those folks, but you could buy your clothes more inexpensively at a store like Walmart or Target. And, you know, if you can get a shirt for $15 instead of $40, then if you were to actually tear it during a home inspection, you're not going to worry about it so much. So you dress appropriately. You speak appropriately. You present yourself well. You invest in a good quality home inspection report system, which includes photos. And you create a nice sample report. And on your report, and you know, I've talked about this in other podcasts, so some of this you may be hearing again, but you create a sample report that is truly a sample. You never use somebody else's inspection report as a sample because, truthfully, that's illegal. When you do a home inspection report for someone, that's really their property. And in states that have home inspection licensing laws, you are typically not allowed to share a report with anybody else unless you have that client's permission. And real estate agents know that. So that's another way to be professional, by making sure that they know that your report that you're showing them is a sample report. And you can even put on the report, sample report. I mean, if you have a place to put in the client's name, you can say Joe T. Sample for the client so they get the picture. You can use defect photos from other inspections as long as you don't identify where they came from, or you can even use photos from your own home. It doesn't really matter. Again, we're talking about how do you differentiate yourself from other home inspectors. So you act professional. You have a professional report system. And yeah, a good report system is going to cost you a little bit of money, but it's still a fairly minor investment when you consider how much it costs to start other businesses. I mean, think about going into the restaurant business. You'll spend thousands and thousands, literally tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to get a restaurant going. And yet you can get into the home inspection business with training and equipment for couple thousand bucks, literally. So you differentiate yourself with professionalism, including how you speak, with how you dress, the way you set appointments. So when I've talked about how to differentiate yourself by the way you speak, the way you dress, and your report system, now you may think that, gee, aren't all these other inspectors doing that same kind of thing? I'm afraid not, Tom. I'm here to give you some good news. The majority of home inspectors in the Orlando area are not doing these things. They are not speaking carefully when they go marketing. They are not dressing nicely when they go marketing. They don't have professional looking report formats when they go marketing. Again, I'm serious about this. The majority of home inspectors do not do those things. So if you feel like you can do those things, then absolutely you can be very successful in the home inspection business. Again, I do want you to feel better about this. Yes, I'd love to see you enroll for our program, but I'm not trying to fluff you. I'm telling you the truth. When I started in 1992, my business grew very quickly, and I heard over and over again from real estate agents that they really liked what I was bringing to the table with the way I presented myself to them. They were impressed when I came in their real estate office that I had an air of confidence, but not arrogance, that I seemed to know what I was talking about, and just really liked my overall presentation. And I heard from many real estate agents over the years, in fact, I still hear this today, that way too many home inspectors just aren't professional. When a real estate agent feels that they're a professional, why would they want to refer a home inspector that the agent doesn't feel matches their own personal and professional standards. It's just that simple. And it's not a difficult thing to do. So Tom, when I say that if you really want to get into this business, that you shouldn't worry about all the other inspectors out there, I really mean that. That's the way I approached it. I became very successful in my home inspection business. I did have a multi-inspector firm, as I've mentioned in other podcasts, and I simply never worried about what other home inspectors were doing, other than to just be aware of what they were doing. I never worried about it. I simply did my own thing in a very professional way, and I just moved forward. And Tom, if you think that you can speak well to real estate agents, if you think you can get some decent clothes, and again, they don't have to be expensive clothes, and if you think you can afford a decent report format, then by all means, get into the profession, move forward. And I guarantee you, if you do it this way, you will be very glad you got into this profession and you will never look back. So I hope that's answered your question. I hope I've given both Tom and other listeners of this podcast the confidence to decide to get into this profession. You know, I've certainly talked about presenting yourself well. If you don't have that type of confidence, if I've scared you off a little bit, before I close this out, I should mention that there are some ways around that. I do know of a home inspector, and this is the truth. This individual is not very confident with their overall speech patterns. They just thought that they kind of stuttered and meandered a lot. So literally, they went to a community college and they took a speech class. With most community colleges, you can take the class as a not-for-credit class. Sometimes they call it auditing. But all that means is you don't even get a grade. And this person was not interested in the grade. They simply wanted the experience. So by going through the class, they had to make some speeches in front of the class. They got a lot of good pointers from the instructor and from the other students. They gained a lot of confidence. And you know what? They went into the home inspection profession, and this individual is quite successful today. So even if you don't feel that you're a really good speaker, you can improve that. And you know what? Anybody can buy themselves some better clothing, and anybody can buy a decent report format. So again, for everybody listening to this podcast, there are ways for you to get into this business. Do not be intimidated by how many other home inspectors there are. If you really want to do it, then just do it. And I sincerely mean that. I think that about wraps up today's podcast. Please continue to send in your questions. I don't care if you email them. I don't care if you text them in. I don't think the office wants you to fax them in, though, so try to avoid that. That is 19th century technology. Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you next time.